that's love. There it is. Thank you, John. Yeah, and we match. I know. I love how spirit shows up in colors, and every once in a while, everybody, and you look around, and there are a couple of other people that have some of the similar colors on, and you just go and say, whoa, we got the memo, didn't we? We got the memo. So this is the first Sunday of the month, and on the first Sunday of the month, we have our spiritual leader, Dr. Ken Gordon, and he starts to speak about the theme, because I know a lot of you know this, that the theme this year is creating a better world, a world that works for everyone. And there are so many communities in Centers for Spiritual Living all doing the same theme, but different ministers, so we all do a different talk. But here's Dr. Ken. Let's listen to what he has to say this morning.
Hi, I'm Ken Gordon, spiritual leader for Centers for Spiritual Living, and I'm here to go through and review the principles that we have and that we implant and we put into action for our theme Sundays that we're doing for 2016. And we're moving into August right now, which is the global vision of beauty, nature, art, and aesthetics. And we start off August 7th with Reverend Jeff Anderson, who's from the Oakland Center for Spiritual Living. And the topic that we have is we believe in eternal loving kindness. Now, we all know what it's like to feel kind. We know how empowering that is to be there. And we also know that the majority of people in our lives are kind. They're very, very powerful. I would say that 99% of the people of the world are like you and I, and they are kind and loving. And so Jeff Anderson writes in his quote, "Love is the lodestone of life. There's nothing cold or unfeeling about the philosophy of religious science and the practice of the science of mind. To be effective, it must pulsate with deep feeling as it reaches back to the original source. It must bring some knowledge of the kingdom of heaven into the consciousness of man. Coldness, criticism, unkindness have no place in this philosophy or in this science." He also wrote, "Let us therefore light the candle of love, human kindness, forgiveness, and understanding as our own soul. And let it shine brightly. Let us not peer into the darkness, troubled and concerned because it's so foreboding and unknown. Rather, let's remain steadfast in the radiance of that spiritual light of truth within ourselves. Let us stand guard so that the winds of malice, cross purposes, ignorance, or misunderstanding will not blow out that light. Let us so live each day that the light from our candle of spiritual knowledge will forever be clear and understood, not only by ourselves, but by all with whom we come in contact." Dr. Ernest wrote that in Help for Today. It's quite obvious that this kindness is something that is eternal and internal within each and every one of us. And our true application is to be able to apply it to life and to put it into activity.
Good. Very good. So I chose that picture of the kitten in the hand to represent kindness, but it represents something else for me. What it represents is I can remember as a child. Remember when you were little? Did you ever get a chance to see brand new baby kittens? Our cat had kittens. And I remember that I so wanted to touch that little kitten. And they'd said to me, "Hold your hands out. Hold your hands like that and be very, very gentle. Be so gentle." And so you just stood there waiting. Be gentle, be gentle. And they placed the little kitten in your hand, just like that. Loving kindness. You see, I think we need to be remembered of that gentleness that we did as children, that we would do with a tiny baby kitten or a new baby. We need to start our expression of how we deal and how we are in this life. This is a beginning point. This is the starting point of peace. This is the starting point to live in our and from our faith. It is beneficial for each of us to join the ranks of becoming love liberators by being gentle. Love liberators. I love that word. What kind and where do you want to liberate love in your life, that it touches hearts, that it lifts people up, that it renews people? But first, I think we have to remember that when we release love wherever we go, we have to be full of love before we can do that. To know love and to live in love is to know God. And so it's important that we remember some of the things that Dr. Ken talked about this morning, because I think starting first with us is so important. Love is the lodestone of life. When I saw that, I said, okay, what is a lodestone? It's an old word. And so I looked it up. And it's a rock. It's a natural rock that has a magnetic quality to it. And it literally is an old-fashioned guiding stone because it's magnetic. And a lodestone has strong attraction qualities. So love is the lodestone, meaning that the love that we have, the love that we express and experience, has magnetic qualities, pulling to us that we desire, because our love is magnetic. Ernest Holmes said, love being a strong attraction to our good. Hear that. Love is who we are, and love created us. So we are created from that love. And the second point that Reverend Jeff, who a lot of us know, yes, Reverend Jeff, now he's in Oakland. Love takes us back to our original source, allowing the kingdom of heaven into our conscious awareness. So think of that. When we stop to really, how am I being kind and loving and gentle with myself? Because that's what takes me back to my original source. Because the kingdom of heaven lives within each one of us. And so we need to bring it into our conscious awareness, because it's a magnet for our good. Now, I'm going to say that it's very easy, isn't it, to love people and to love everybody when everything's going just fine and everybody does exactly what you want them to do. Then we can love them, or we think that's what they should do. How loving are we when life seems to go sideways? How loving do you feel when you hear all the negative political talk today? That's a challenge, isn't it? How loving do you feel when you keep hearing things against? Just hold that thought for a moment. And let's look at the next thought here. Coldness, criticism, unkindness have no place in this philosophy. How does that coldness and criticism make you feel? Warm and cozy? Does it fill you with joy? To me, it repels. Notice the repel, the feeling of being repelled from that we are hearing. Now, as I think about it, as I pray about it, I realize that we have got a lot of abusive and negative energy coming around us and at us at this time. And yet, I was thinking the other day, and I thought, you know, I've had some negative thoughts. I don't know about you, maybe you don't, so let me just talk about me today. And I realized that, oh, I don't like that. I don't like what's happening. I don't like the It feels yucky and it feels abusive. And today it seems to be demonstrated that our difficulty, that negative talk and talk leads to hate, and we're against them and us against them, and who them is, I don't know. But I realized, oh, I don't like looking at that. I don't like seeing it out there in the world. And where is it in me? And then I had to stop and say, whoa, that's just, I mean, it's getting pretty full, isn't it? It's full. And it has to, because we have to make a choice. It's not against us. It's not against anybody. It's to wake us up to those negative thoughts that we've held about ourselves, or that we just say chatter in our mind, and be gentle. Ooh, be gentle. Hold that part of us in love. And remember, when we see it, when we hear it, to say, oh, it's just blasting out all over, to remind us that that's not the way any of us want to live anymore. Yes? So where does that love start? It must start with me. It must start with my gentle kindness first for myself, because when we talk negative to ourselves or about anyone else, leads to the destruction of our true nature. Hear that? It leads to the destruction of our true nature, because we're created out of love. So it's no wonder that when we hear all of this, and it doesn't matter which side you're on, you're going to hear it. Because there's no side, really. There's only a consciousness that is growing from all of this. And we must be a part of the change. And we must be a part of the love that we are creating. Because that is so much more powerful. And that's what we learn in Science of Mind. And that's what we're here to understand in a greater way. Because hate has no place in our moment-to-moment way of thinking or living. Yes, do I hear an amen? Amen? And it's up to each one of us. And it's up to me to hold myself in that gentle, loving kindness. I love that little kitten. Because we are as precious as that tiny kitten. And we are as vulnerable as that tiny kitten. So ours is to hold ourselves in the loving kindness wherever we are and how we are being with ourselves. Because when we fill up with that love, then we can see that the anger and the hate is all about a call for love. And it's a call for a change in consciousness in our civilization. Because it just keeps getting more and more powerful, doesn't it? Or more and more verbose. When we begin to be gentle with ourselves, and we take the same loving kindness out into the world, because when we're full of it, I talk about being full of it, then it's easy to go out to a grocery store. It's easy to give love to people who are at that moment in time not being loving, because I don't know about you, but I, at times, I know you're surprised, am not totally loving. So I want to remember, gentle, like a little kitten. So if you don't do anything today but notice the kitten, hallelujah. Because it's our kindness then that we have for ourselves. We're able to have kindness and patience for each other. And every time we're willing to become the change that we want to see, we make a difference. We make a difference in traffic. We make a difference in people's lives. And we don't have to know how. We just have to know that when we fill ourselves up with gentle, we can go out into this world and be a light amongst the anger and the hate. And let's feed and nourish a vision of peace. Let's see that this is the blister, or the boil, actually it's more of a boil, that has been needed to pop in our civilization, in our world. And let's bless all people everywhere, especially the politicians today. Let's bless them and know that everyone learns to be gentle. So I have your handout to take home. Please take it. No pinks on the chairs now, right? Because it will remind you of the kitten. I am gentle. I am gentle with myself. And to start every day with that conscious awareness that it's my job to gently hold myself in love, so that then I have the kindness and the patience to hold everyone else. Yes? Yes. Let's take that into prayer. Everybody take a breath. Gentle, gentle. And so we give great thanks that we get to come together. We get to come together and celebrate this light, this love, this unity and harmony that God is everywhere present. There is only one life. Ooh, thank you, God. And that life is the life of God, and that life uniquely is in and through and expressing in each and every one of us. And we stand in this light of truth, and we bless all the love that God created us in. And we remember again, as we breathe into that heavenly presence of our own being, and we take this moment to just take it in, to expand that love, first for ourselves. Oh, yeah. Thank you, God. Help me to love myself in these places that I feel less in. Help me to love myself where I feel weak. Help me to love myself where I'm hurting. Help me to love myself in the places that need healing. And so recognizing that the answer is revealed to each one of us in the unique and loving expression of the Mother, Father, God, we give thanks. We say thank you, thank you, thank you. And we bless this day as we bless ourselves and we bless each other. For together is the beginning point where we create a world that works for everyone. And greater than what I can speak in words, I know is already taking place in the mind of God, because this is the foundation of God's love. And so I just release my word into that ever-living, loving law of God that always says, yes, you are my beloved in whom I'm well pleased. And it returns to us multiplied, magnified, and it fills us up. And we spill it over. And we smile. Because we know that there's a greater truth beyond any other circumstance. And we live in it, we light it up, and we hold it gently, gently, gently. And we just let God do God's work. And if you're in agreement with anything I've said here, please join me in saying, and so it is. Amen. Amen.